Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all. Hello, everyone! Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon to you, whatever time you're watching us from. We are Connie and Belle, and we are building a God-centered, purpose-driven life and freelancing business. Pero bago pala yan, ang topic natin for tonight, dapat lagi kong inuunat ng title. Eh. Sorry naman. How to know if online job is legit or 7 signs of online work scams. Seryoso. So, pero bago yan, ano muna? Let's pray before I forget. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we can bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who's watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, Belle and I, as well as our viewers, our audience. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our sisters and brothers, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So again, ang topic natin for today's session is how to know if online job is legit. 7 signs of online work scams. So if you are watching us for the very first time, make sure that you click that subscribe button as well as the bell to get notifications because we usually go live Mondays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Manila time. And Sis Belle will share with us ang mga ganap namin during those days.
Yay! Good morning, good afternoon, good evening mga kapatid. So every Monday and Thursday, Connie and I go live every
9 PM Manila time. Every Monday, we do our live praise and worship session. So tara na, mag-praise and worship session tayo every start of the week, guys. So that's happening every Monday, 9 PM. And then Thursdays, same time, Connie and I talk more about freelancing, about digital marketing, like what we are going to do tonight. We also interview guests sometimes. So Thursdays, 9 PM, join us kung interested kayo matuto about freelancing. So there.
Ayan, speaking of freelancing, if hindi nyo pa rin alam paano mag-start, check nyo na yung buko, di ba? Yan. Wait. Yeah. Visit conniezabala.com/VA book para malaman nyo ang information because this is available in print, ebook, Kindle, and audiobook. There. So, teka, bakit nga ba ito yung topic na naisip namin? Because ano lang, wala lang, konting sharing lang. Yung kuya ko kasi nagtatry mag-online work, mag-VA, mag-digital, online freelancing. So, I thought, why not? Nag-consult talaga siya sa akin kasi, ano eh, hindi niya alam kung totoo ba o hindi kasi parang somehow, I think pag nag-start ka na mag-question about a post, dun ka na mag-iisip na, parang may something, di ba? So, I think yun din yung nag-trigger kay kuya, kaya nagtanong sa akin. So, sabi ko, why not discuss it again? I think discuss ko yata to dati, or discuss na ba natin tong dalawa before?
Hindi ko na maalala.
Kasi ako, alam ko meron ako, may nakita akong lumang video ko.
Okay.
Na nag-share ako ng experience. Actually, pinakita ko pa talaga yung usapan post namin. Oo, hindi na ata yung hindi ko sure kung nakita ko yung actual post. Nakalimutan ko na. Basta, parang may share ako from, kung share ko man yung actual post, ha, to conversation. Hanggang sa hindi na nag-respond si client. So, I think that's a description yun. Feel free to check it out. So, yun ang ano, kasi lalo na maraming, ang online, kahit sabihin mong most of us are familiar na with virtual assistants, with digital marketing, with online freelancing, may scammer pa rin. Siyempre, hindi siya mawawala. So, it's about time na mag-share, mag-update lang tayo kung ano pa rin yung mga nangyayari na.
Yep. Eh, nagiging mas sophisticated sila sa ano nila. Mga strategy.
Oo. Tsaka lalo na kapag nagiging desperado tayo, feeling natin, hindi kami KJ, na uy, baka project talaga yan. Pero, to avoid wasting time kasi, kailangan sa umpisa pa lang, alam nyo na agad kung ipupurso nyo siya o hindi. Kasi, parang minsan sinasabi natin, hanggat wala ka namang binibigay, okay lang naman. Basta once na bayaran na usapan, hindi mo muna ibibigay yung work hanggang di ka binabayaran. Usually, yun naman talaga yung ano natin. But the question is, sasayangin mo pa rin yung babayaran ka ba? Kasi na-consume mo na yung time mo to do the project. So, paano
inilabas ka pa yan? Din.
Oo, time pa rin yun. So, yun. Yun ang ating ano. So, what to expect in this session? Siyempre, sinipag kami. Mayroon kaming acronym, mga acrostics ngayon. So, it's under the word GISHAS. Abangan nyo lang mamaya. So, while discussing these 7 signs, siyempre may mga palusot na kaming tips. So, don't miss it. Make sure to listen. Tsaka, ask nyo na rin yung mga tanong nyo, okay? Feel free to comment whether you're on a live chat dahil nandito ka ngayon, or on a replay, feel free to share there. So, of course, hindi mawawala yung Bible verses namin, mga scripture reading, ganyan. So, ang napili namin for today's session is from, teka lang, ayusin ko lang yung banner natin, wait. From 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 to 10. So, medyo mahaba-haba to ah. Basahin ko na lang bago kami mag-share ng aming reflection. So, be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him steadfast in faith, knowing that your fellow believers throughout the world undergo the same sufferings. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory through Christ Jesus, will himself restore, confirm, and strengthen and establish you after you have suffered a little. May last line mo kaya? Ibig sabihin, ikaw, share mo na yung reflection mo.
Yeah. Yung sa akin, na, yung nag-stand out na word dito is yung sober. Parang dito kasi, sa context na to, hindi ko lang siya ini-equate sa yung nakainom. Di ba? Doon natin yun lagi inaano. Pag nakainom tayo, di ba? Hinihintay natin na maging sober. Di ba? Parang yun yung sinasabi dito. Ang, sa akin, sa context na to, kailangan ang sober nagre-represent ng clear-headed tayo. So ano ba yung mga, so aside from alcohol na nagko-cause ng confusion sa minds natin, di ba minsan pwedeng maging distraction yung sobrang desperation, sobrang worry, sobrang gustong-gusto mo talaga magka-client kasi you have to feed your family. So those are things na nakaka-contribute ng hindi pagiging clear natin minsan mag-isip kasi lunod na lunod tayo dun sa problem. So siguro yung ini-encourage tayo ng verse na to, to be more sober and vigilant. And how do we do that? Siyempre, babalik tayo dun sa ano ba magpapakalma sa atin? Ano magpapaklear ng mind natin? Ano magbibigay ng clarity? So that's connecting pa rin kay Lord on a regular basis. Kasi mas kailangan natin yun more than ever. Yung para maging clear. So yun yung sa akin, sister.
Just to add, basta hindi tayo intoxicated in a sense, hindi lang ng ala, kundi nung, yun nga, yung inner something, including pati drugs, or kung ano man yung feeling natin na nakakatulong sa atin or hindi nakakatulong. So, kailangan talaga. Vigilant. Actually, yun na yun eh. Sabang explanatory naman na siya. Kasi, yun yung maganda pag nagbabasa tayo ng Bible kapag nanghingi tayo ng advice and reminders from God, because even God made sure and reminded us to be vigilant, to be alert, because temptations are everywhere. So, alam na ni Lord to. Kaya, if ever we need something, you know, na magpaalala sa atin, go with the Bible. Kahit na wala ka lahat ng book, Bible lang, okay. So, actually, and I saw these words sa huli, na you have suffered a little. For me, it doesn't really mean na bad siya, but more of we must do something first. We must understand first na hindi tayo tanggap ng tanggap until we have done something about it. It just goes to show we need na gamitin yung kakayahan nating intindihin ng mga bagay-bagay. Kasi in the end, ibibless pa rin naman niya tayo kasi alam niya yung kung ano yung mga pinaghihirapan natin at mga ginagawa natin. Ayun. So again, our anchor Bible verse for today's session is from 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 8 to 10. Note lang, disclaimer, this is a reminder for us to read the Holy Bible for its entirety, because we are not sharing these Bible verses to say this is all you need. So this is our way of reminding you to read the Holy Bible for its entirety to understand the context behind the verse. We are here to encourage you to always include God in your freelancing journey. So there, share nyo naman sa amin yung what do you think of the Bible verse? Meron bang message si Lord sa inyo? Share nyo sa amin sa comments. There. So ngayon, syempre, dito na tayo sa 7 signs of online world. Pero, may disclaimer ulit kami, syempre, hindi naman pag sinabi namin, nakita nyo na yung unang sign, ay scam to. Syempre, hindi agad ganun-ganun. Pero if may hint na kayo na parang questionable na, actually, feeling ko yan yung pinakaunang sign na dapat mag-research na kayo if legit siya o hindi. Kapag may ganun na kayong feeling, usually, intuitive, kumbaga. So, hindi naman namin sinasabi na pag nakita nyo lahat tong 7 signs na sinabi namin, is scam na siya. Always make a research. Pag, kasi malalaman, in a way, malalaman mo yan. So, yung 7 signs of online work scams is under the word geishas. Wala lang. Kasi yung geisha is a Japanese word. Sabi ni Google, Japanese word that refers to an art person. So, ibig sabihin, may mga tactics yan, artista, may mga techniques, ano ba mga tao mo. Siyempre, may mga creative ways. Yan, creative. Siyempre, scammer, creative din, akala nyo. Kailangan mag-adjust sila sa anong uso ngayon. So, yon. So, ang first sign is, teka lang, nailagay ko ba? Ayun. Oh, syempre, letter G tayo. Gather your personal information from the beginning. Gusto mong ikaw muna dito?
Yung sa akin ang naalala ko dito. Basta lahat ng mga i-share namin dito is based talaga sa personal experience. So, yes. Gather your personal information from the beginning. Yung sa akin, ano to, parang meron silang, hindi pa masyadong nagdi-discuss about sa scope ng work, pero meron ng link na sinesend. Usually, before, dati email lang sila. Ngayon, nasa ano na sila, WhatsApp.
Ay, oo.
Tapos, text message. So, be careful mga kapatid, yung mga nagpapadala na lang ng link basta-basta to get your information. Mas maganda na maging paranoid sa mga links kaysa maging careless. Doon ako lagi sa ano eh, mas maganda yun. Kasi meron din akong client na lagi akong kinoconsult sa love ko. Ay, nakakailang years na tayo, hindi mo pa rin napipick up yung ano yung, is this ano, kasi lagi siyang, ito sa ano naman to ha, sa client side naman. Kasi sooner or later, mapupunta rin kayo doon sa ganung task, di ba? Managing ng social media niya. Lagi siya napaparanoid na merong message from Meta, from Facebook, na mawawipe out daw yung ano niya, yung buong Facebook account niya kung hindi siya makiklik dun sa link. So, yun, lagi tayong maging paranoid. Dun magiging okay yung maging warrior tayo minsan or mapangduda. Dun siya magiging helpful. So, usually, yung links na yun, either may malware na ma-install dun sa laptop nyo that will get your information or totally sirain yung files nyo. So, please be careful. Yun lang. WhatsApp, Telegram, Skype. Oh my God, pati Skype ginagamit. Text message. Yun.
Ano lang sa akin, ito inuna ko lang kasi syempre binubuo namin yung word, di ba? Anyway, nakakapagtaka lang na kukunin agad yung information mo without sharing muna ano ba yung gagawin. Hindi mo pa nga alam kung mag-start na ba kayo, kung kayo na ba yung mag-work, kung ikaw na ba talaga. Kasi minsan sabihin, oh, just give me your full name, address, email, number,
sometimes passport.
Ano yun?
Sometimes passport?
Mm-hmm. Grabe ha. So, be careful. Hindi, kahit sabihin yung wala kayong binibigay na sensitive information yet, kung tutusin, ang need lang ng mga clients is your email para dun kayo mag-usap or dun nila i-share yung ano. Pero, other than that, sobrang bihira unless local client to na pwede kayong mag-meet, ganyan, or direct deposit yung bayaran. Pero more or less, hindi to agad-agad sa umpisa. Kailangan maging talagang, yun nga, maging questionable muna na bakit? Bakit? Kasi hindi naman siya need agad sa umpisa. Mangyayari to kapag, let's go, work na tayo. Doon yung hihingin kasi gagawa kayo ng agreement. Yun. So, bago tayo pumunta dyan, number two na tayo, which is, either they insist you, parang may kulang na word. Either they insist you have to do the project first. Tama ba yung English ko dito? Before they pay you, or you have to pay an investment fee. So parang ibig sabihin, gawin nyo muna. So, kasi matatamaan ko yung ibang signs dito. Pero minsan sasabihin nila, I don't like people who ask for payment first. I mean, bago sila mag-react, tanong nyo muna bakit. Kasi minsan, it's just their way of para hindi na kayo manghingi agad. Alam mo yun? So, sa akin yun. Teka, parang mali. Tama ba yung English ko dito? Anyway,
tanggalin mo lang yung hub.
Okay, sige. Naosi lang. Sige, ikaw muna.
Ayan, yung sa akin, yung sa'yo, kasi yung i-discuss mo, I think yung doing the project first before they pay. Ako yung sa akin yung sa second. You have to pay for an investment fee. Ato, marami rin ako nakikita online na kunyari, nag-submit na sila ng ano nila, ng application, proposal, whatever. Tapos biglang ang kasunod ng sasabihin ng client, okay, you're hired. So you will undergo training and you have to pay for this fee para ma-avail yung training na yon. Sometimes magraano pa sila, parang may promise na ibabalik lang din naman yung training. Parang investment mo yon to have their training na extensive or comprehensive kuno. So parang sa atin, pag ganun, may mga trainings kasi na legit naman talaga. Like kunyari social media management na training, 'di ba? Pero ang ano kasi doon, ang big difference doon at our pace 'yon at saka decision natin 'yon na mag-improve or mag-upskill. Kaya that's why we're getting those trainings. Pero pag yung lumapit sa inyo, yun din nagpapabayad, medyo magduda kayo kasi bakit? Meron ba talaga silang client base na bakit kailangan mo munang sa akin red flag 'yon kasi kung may client base sila, dapat covered na 'yun ng overhead nila, ng cost nila, 'di ba? O ng operating cost na nung agency or nung company na ina-applyan nyo, hindi sila dapat nagpapabayad. Like kahit sa corporate, 'di ba? Dadaan kayo ng training. Hindi naman tayo, kaya nga tayo nag-a-apply in the first place para mag-earn ng income. Pero kung nauuna yung magbabayad ka muna para sa company, ibang usapan na yun. Red flag. Treat that as a red flag. Yun.
Yes. Actually, parang na-experience ko ito dati as in years ago na parang earn money by encoding or data entry, I think. Tapos natinignan ko, bayad daw. Although, sabi natin, maliit lang naman yung fee, ganyan. Siyempre, gusto mong itry, oh. Baka nga naman ganyan. Eh, parang, it turns out na hindi siya parang more of, paano ko ba sasabihin? Hindi siya yung pag may ginawa ka, may earn ka, para siyang naging networking online. Na parang mag-invite ka rin ng people na magsa-sign up para kumita ka. So, it's not necessarily na typing job talaga or encoding. So, yun. Actually, ginawa ko yun dahil gusto ko rin mag-try. Dahil nga, minsan, alam mo yun, try mo lang, malay mo na, mamura naman ng investment.
Mm-hmm. Pero yun nga so, time.
Pero wala. So, additional pala na, again, it's true that not all clients want to pay upfront. Totoo naman yun. Pero ngayon, itong mga nakaraan, they already know na usually they have to pay upfront. That's why it's important to have a signed agreement first. Remember that a signed agreement, kahit digital pa yan, syempre, usually naman digital yan. The agreement shows professionalism. So if they say they don't like people, ask for payment first, ask them why. Kasi maybe meron silang past experience, or maybe it's just an act, you know, na kunyari nainis sila para hindi na kayo magpilit. Alam mo yun? Na to get the payment first. So, yan yung second. So, let's go with the third one, which starts with the I. Ay, nako. Ito, in a hurry most of the time, or the project is an urgent matter. I think, so based sa mga na-experience ko from years ago, and then dito sa brother ko, laging urgent matter na, I need this in 2 days. I need this in 3 days. Mga ganyan. So, ano, yun nga, they say na the project is urgent, but when you need further information, syempre gusto mo maintindihan, urgent siya, paano mo gagawin, di ba? So, hindi naman sila magsasabi. They won't respond honestly, or if they have requirements and you don't have them, they will say it's okay. Ito yung nangyari sa kuya ko na parang, ang task is for you to convert, I think convert an image to a PDF. Mm-hmm. At the same time, i-translate mo siya into another language. Kaya lang, since yung another language is, I think, ibang language, hindi siya English eh. Mm-hmm. Another language. So, sabi nung kuya ko, I can convert the document, but I don't know how to translate. Tapos sabi nung prospect, hindi, okay lang, sige, convert mo na lang. Basta I need it in 2 days. Tapos ganito yung pay, ah. $1,000 in, wow, like 20 documents that you need. 20 documents lang na i-convert mo from image to PDF, which is, pag-usapan pa natin yan sa number 4 kasi connected siya doon. So, yun. Medyo, hindi naman sinasabing lahat ng project is hindi, pag sinabing urgent, is scam. Meron naman talaga. Pero again, they should be open sa information kasi paano mo gagawin ng tama in 2 days? Naglalaga ka?
Ako? Ako ba?
Hindi ko alam, nawala tayo pareho eh. Anyway, nasan ako? Ito pa, some of them, naalala ko to, some of them will sort of threaten you na pag di mo ginawa ng 2 days, bibigay ko na, kung kaya mo ba to, kaya mo ba? Pag di mo kaya, bibigay ko to sa ibang VAs. Yung parang, okay, sige, parang, syempre, ikaw naman magpapanik, hindi pa hindi ng ano, ano bang gusto mong gawin ko? Syempre, parang, yun nga, urgent ko, no? Kunyari, may ibang nag-aabang, ganun. So, yun. Ikaw, anong idadag?
Yun sa akin, ano, siguro magtatalon-talon ako. Dito sa mga isa-share ko, hindi necessarily scam, pero gusto kong itag as red flag. Red flag na lang. Kasi parang gusto namin din, syempre, aside from scammers, iwasan din natin yung mga red flag na type ng client. So, yung sa akin, parang minsan, yung sobrang demanding, ang demanding, ang dami ng mga, eto muna, yung first, sobrang demanding, pero pag kunyari, bayaran na, hindi mo naman mahagilap, di ba? hindi naman nagbabayad. Sabi ko, ano ba to? Seryoso ba siya talaga na urgent tong project na to? Eh, hindi pa rin binabayaran yung invoice niya. So, red flag yon. Tapos yung second, ito naman yung, ito personal experience din to na sobrang demanding. Ito yung pagkakamali ko eh. Nag-trust ako sa fellow VA. Kasi nga, medyo kilala mo siya, although online ko lang din siya na-meet. Yung VA na to, meron siyang client na demanding. Yun, sobrang demanding na kailangan may website ng ganito, ganyan. Tapos may ano pa, may timeline pa. Meron pa silang nag-ano pa eh, may branding na, may andun na yung copy and all. Tapos alam mo, ginawa ko na siya, na-develop ko na yung buong website. At the end, wala nga. Well, hindi siya nagbayad talaga. Kaya sabi ko, shucks. Oh, shucks talaga, parang. Tapos ano pa to ha, yung discounted, sobrang discounted na package pa to na in-offer. Kasi fellow VA, di ba, kapwa Pilipino mo na. Tapos, wala na, biglang ghosting na, nakailang PayPal reminders, wala, dead. Masaya ko, sige na, parang ganun talaga eh. Lesson learned. Lesson learned siya. No? Pero yung pa yung nakakatawa doon, yung, kung sino pa yung masyadong maraming demands, as in, ang daming revision. Ang dami kong revision doon sa site, na parang eto na yung itsura niya, biglang magbabago pa yung isip. Tapos, oh my God, ang toxic, di ba? Inubos mo na yung oras mo, yung creativity mo, tapos at the end, hindi ka naman pala mababayaran. So, yun yung mga, ano, kaya tatalon-talon ako dito mga kapatid, scam and ano, red flag. So, yun.
Actually, para sabihin na natin na 7 red flags or signs of online work scam. So, again, hindi naman namin sinasabi porque nakita nyo na to, uy, teka lang. De, ang ibig lang sabihin yan, pag sinabing red flag, tingnan nyo na agad. Totoo ba to o hindi? Kasi once na, actually, sa feeling nyo pa lang, pag may duda na kayo, mag-research na kayo yung unan yung gawin. So, eto na. Eto talaga. Eto talaga totoo. I mean, super totoo. Okay, didiscuss namin sa inyo. So, okay, sa letter S, it seems too good to be true. Ayan. Too good to be true. Like, katulad nung sinabi ko kanina, 1K USD to, hindi 2 pesos, mga kapatid. Pinakita niya kasi talaga yung pose, eh, yung messaging nila. So, tinignan ko talaga kasi nagpapakonsult siya kung totoo. So, sabi, 1K to convert 20 image to PDF. At the same time, translate mo yung content nung nasa picture. Pero since parang gusto niya ata French, basta imported ano to, hindi to English. So, parang sinabi niya i-translate, eh hindi nga niya kayang i-translate. Nag-yes lang siya, no, it's okay, you can just convert the document. Parang, sabi mo 1K. So, ibig sabihin nga, 1K pa rin yung kahit hindi ko matranslate. Siguro, okay lang na 1K USD kung kaya kong i-translate kasi hindi naman siya ganun katulad. 20 yun, 20 pages. So, I'm sure hindi ganun kadali. So, medyo legit yung 1K USD. Pero since it's okay, parang no big deal talaga, are you sure? Parang, questionable na siya. So, if the job is simple and the pay is huge, that's the first hint that you need to get more information. So, it is seldom, if not zero, that somebody would pay a lot for a simple task. Oh, yun na. Sorry to burst your bubble. Don't get me wrong, may mga premium clients, but consider thinking the next sign na, ayan, ito, yung next sign namin. It will help you understand further. So, yun. Ipagpatuloy natin. Pero si Sisbel muna sa number 4.
So, yung seems too good to be true. Basta laging, ang ano naman dyan, yung salary. I-equate nyo pa. Yung ano, yung VA o kaya, kung ano man yung ina-applyan nyo, lagi nyong i-equate dun sa task na sinasabi. Kung masyadong mataas at may sobrang imbalance talaga, ano yon, too good to be true yon. So, paano ba natin malalaman kung ano yung tamang salary? Tawagin kong salary dito, ah, para dun sa task na yon. Mag-research din kayo. Doon pa rin babagsak yon. How much ba ang ang rates ng mga nagde-data encoding? Diba? Nag-VA na general VA. So, yun yung magiging ano nyo, yung basis nyo para maiwasan natin na yung maging shiny object to na, uy, 1K, ano, parang ito lang gagawin ko. Kasi yun yung magiging ano, help for us to spot kung ano yung mga too good to be true na project.
Paulit, nawala. Hindi ko alam kung ako yun. Nag-freeze.
Basta yun, yung mga patid, babalikan nyo lang yung ano, check nyo, mag-check kayo, magtatanong kayo, ask around kung sino na yung mga data encoding yung ginagawa or social media yung ginagawa. Ganito ba yung nakukuha yung rates para sa ganitong task? It doesn't hurt na magtanong. Sabi ko nga, buti na maging praning at the beginning kesa magsisi sa huli. So yun na yun.
Mm-hmm. Tsaka huwag masyado kasing greedy o gahaman na, uy, silaw na silaw tayo sa rate eh. Tapos, hindi nyo alam, maloloko lang pala kayo. Kalma lang.
Be sober nga daw.
Yes, tama, be sober. Oh, tama-tama pala talaga yung Bible verse. Anyway, yun nga, so, yeah, ulitin natin yung first 4. So, first is gather your personal information from the beginning. This is, I'm talking about dun sa people, sa prospects, yan. So, they either insist you to do the project first before they pay you or you have to pay an investment fee. Third is in a hurry most of the time or the project is an urgent matter. And then fourth, it seems too good to be true. Ito talaga yung isa kong dialogue sa kuya ko. If it seems, kasi sa online kasi, if it seems too good to be true, it might be. It usually is. I think yung word ko talaga. Kasi it's not because hindi kaya magbayad ni client. If it's too good to be true, pag ito hires you on the spot, the process is short. Na parang, oh talaga, kikita na ako ng 1K, ito lang yung gagawin ko. Tapos, alam mo yung, hindi ka maniniwala kasi ka, di ba, iba yung, ang client kasi, galante naman yan. Kaya niya magbigay ng kung magkano man yung nirequire niyo na rate. Oo. Pero hindi siya ganun kadali. I mean, kailangan yung mag-exchange ng conversation na para maintindihan. Kasi 1K to. Kung talaga magbabayad siya ng 1K sa inyo, kayo ba kaya nyo magbayad ng 1K nang hindi nyo nililinaw yung mangyayari? Para kayo, lang kayo nag-donate, namimigay. Hindi na pwede, di ba? So, there are people who can easily decide if they want you or not. Don't get me, don't get us wrong. But it will still have a process. So always think of the other person's shoes. What would you do if you need help? Would you just hire anyone? Or would you do a little quote-unquote investigation first before you proceed? Clients will ask questions, clarify things, especially if the project pays a lot. One way or another, they will talk to you and share with you what you need to know. That's how legit clients usually work. Tapos, ano yun, alam ko may additional ako, hindi ko alam kung dito ko ba, yung parang, aantayin lang nila kung sino yung, kumbaga sa, pag nag-fish ka, hinihintay lang nila kung sino yung fish na kukuha ng bait. So, if ikaw, pinansin mo, tapos napansin mo, uy, ang bilis naman, ako na agad, parang, ganun lang yun. So, medyo mag-isip-isip lang kayo. Ay, ikaw na.
Yep, yung sa akin naman ano, to personal experience, yung sa Upwork. 'Di ba sa Upwork mga kapatid, nagse-send pa tayo, nag-job search tayo doon, 'di ba? Tapos nagse-send tayo ng ang tawag doon, proposal. Proposal ba? O tama, nagse-send
proposal,
ng proposal. 'Di ba? Nababawasan yung mga connects natin, 'di ba? Pero itong isang experience ko, offer agad. O, di ba? Offer agad. Tapos nakalagay, $40 per hour. Tapos, ang mahirap nun, medyo kapanipaniwala, di ba? $40 per hour. Pero ang naging red flag sa akin dun, Facebook ads. Bakit Facebook ads ang linaw-linaw naman dun sa Upwork profile ko, kung anong ginagawa ko? Binigyan ako ng offer na Facebook ads, $40 per hour. Tapos ano na, naka-indicate na dun sa description kung ano yung company, ano yung link ng website nila. Pag tinignan mo yung website, sobrang legit talaga. Ang daming ano. Pero ang naging ano sa akin dun, bakit i-offer sa akin yun in the first place? Ba't ako na-hire dun sa position na yun? So, be careful dun mga kapatid. So, ang ginawa ko, ang next step na ginawa ko, sinearch ko yung company na yon. It turns out, may mga gumagamit lang nung link. Okay? Ang masakit, eto, ano, swerte lang ako eh, dahil hindi nag-match dun sa Upwork na title ko, yung job na ino-offer. Ang masakit, meron ako, may mga online friends ako na sa network ko, na Facebook ads talaga yung ano, expertise. So imagine, ang nangyari, kinlik niya talaga yung link. Tapos, ang ginagawa nung link na yon, pinasok yung Facebook ads ano niya account, yung business. Kilala mo to sis, hindi ko na sabihin yung name niya, pero sobrang chaotic ang experience niya na to. So napasok yung Facebook ads account, nakikita niya dun sa account niya debit ng debit sa card, sa credit card niya kasi nag automatic Facebook ads yung ano, yung account niya for a brand or something, for a sponsored post kunyari. So nakikita niya every ano, parang every 15 minutes yata may debit. So hindi niya mahabol yung on the spot yung mismong Facebook account niya. Grabe talaga. So kailangan pa niyang kalampag eh, 'di ba? Ang problem pa yung Facebook hindi agad sumasagot. Yung pa yung problema. So hindi ko alam kung
paano. Hindi convincing na for me yung ano eh, FB ads. I mean, not really convincing. Kaya ayokong i-try yung Facebook ads dahil dyan.
So yun, parang thankfully, na-figure out na rin nila kung paano yung paano masastop. Pero ang ano kasi doon, ang nakakatakot pa doon, hindi sa kanya yung account eh. Sa client niya.
Yun nga.
Lalo sa client yun, diba? Niya. So, di ba, buti na lang, yun pa yung importance ng buti may magandang working relationship na with the client. So, alam naman na hindi mo intention, di ba, na magsimanira ng Facebook account. So, yun lang talaga, parang grabe talaga. Nagkataon kasi na yun talaga yung role niya eh. So, pasok, di ba? Inaccommodate niya, tapos sumasagot din eh. Kaya yun, be careful dahil nagiging ano talaga, creative talaga sila these days. Mm-hmm. So yun.
Grabe, nakakatakot. Buti na lang talaga hindi ako Facebook ads. Nakakaloka. O so yun, no? And speaking of links, at siguro yun yung number one na dapat tinitingnan nyo rin kung saan nanggagaling yung mga posts na yun. So, ang number six namin is absence of proof. So, unang-una, kung magbabayad ka ng 1K, for example, sa project, bakit wala kang website? My goodness naman. May 1K kang pambayad, wala kang panggawa ng website. Eh, ang website lang, magkano lang naman yung per year? 1K, 2K, yun yung ano, hosting na yon. Kung domain name lang, nasa 500. Oh. So, let's say, 2,000 gagastusin mo per year, di mo kaya, tapos magbabayad ka ng 1K USD for a simple task. Diba parang doesn't make any sense. So, absence of proof. Siyempre, ano yan eh. Ayan. Ito pala silabi ko. Pet peeve ko yung super demanding client and somehow can pay you well but you can't see any other information about them. So, tingnan nyo rin yung kung sa Facebook post yan, tingnan nyo yung Facebook profile. Kasi as for more is ano kasi baka ano yun, dummy na Facebook kasi ito yung problem sa Facebook nako lalo na pag nakikita niyo post sa Facebook lalo kayong maging maingat kasi ang dali-daling gumawa ng account sa Facebook kahit na ako nahihirapan na kung ipalitan yung name ng Facebook ko no pero bakit ang dami pa ring Facebook account na peke yung hindi ko magets so if you search this Facebook profile and you found negative things about them, I would suggest walking away rather than try to look for ways to think otherwise. Like, hindi! Yung parang feeling mo pinagtatanggol mo pa kasi need mo lang ng pera.
Ayaw mo so, kung niwala,
ah. Parang, hindi, pagtatanggol mo pa, ganyan. So, ang point is, we don't want you to waste time on a project that might not exist after all. So, if you want to make an effort about something, make it worthwhile na lang. So, yan yung sa akin. How about you?
Yeah. Yung sa akin naman, dadagdagan ko lang yung sinabi ni Sis Cons na, di ba, check yung website and all. Yung sa akin, yung second step, aside from, kasi nga, di ba, sabi ko nga, nagiging mas creative na sila these days. So, yung iba, as in talaga, the works. Meron silang website, merong mga social media accounts. Ang next na gagawin nyo, i-type nyo yung keyword, like yung company, and then followed by the word review. O kaya, yung company followed by the word scam. Kasi may marami ng mga scam checkers ngayon. So, yung mga website na to, yung mga checker, yun yung magsasabi sa inyo kung, kasi for sure, hindi ikaw yung unang biktima, if ever, victim.
Yes.
Meron at meron lagi yan magkukwento sa mga forums na, don't trust that way, that company, ganyan, it's a scam. So, dapat, hindi kayo magsastop doon sa information na nakita nyo doon sa quote-unquote official website nila. Go beyond. Yung research nyo dapat galing sa ibang tao din. Ano yung sinasabi ng ibang tao dito sa company na to? And most of the time, merong magrereklamo dyan, for sure. Ang dami kong mga ano. Kahit yung ano yung sinabi ko, na-share ko kanina about yung sa client ko na napapraning sa Meta na account.
Wow, yan.
I-search nyo lang, Meta, ganyan. Yung mismong message, mayari, your Facebook account will be deleted. Yung buong ano na yun, sentence na yun, lagay nyo doon sa Google. Ang dami. Lalabas doon na this is a scam or this is not real, this is not legit. So, yun lang. Yun yung sinasabi namin na dig deeper pa, hindi lang basta kung ano lang yung sinabi ng website na dahil nagiging creative na talaga sila. Grabe. Mm-hmm. Kahit email, mga kapatid. Email, di ba? Mm-hmm. Imagine they go out of their way to set up an email na akala mo legit na legit talaga. Pero pag hinover nyo yung, eto mga tricks na lang to na technical ah. Kunyari yung may website link kayo na nakita sa email, kunyari bank, o kaya BPI na lang, kunyari BPI, bpi.com.ph. Pero bago nyo i-click, pwede nyo i-hover yung mouse papunta dun sa link na yun. Tapos tingnan nyo dun sa, di ba lumalabas dun sa ano left side, tag dito yung sa bottom left, may lalabas dun yung totoong link. Makikita nyo na hindi bpi.com.ph yun. So don't ito mga simple tricks pero it will ano talaga it will help you big time. Hindi naka-mask, ibig sabihin naka-mask yung totoong website behind dun sa nakasulat na text. So there, ingat-ingat sa mga ganyan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tsaka ano, speaking of, tama 'yun, ni-research nyo talaga. Like for example, I work with blah 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 company. Search nyo na yung blah, blah, blah company na yun. For sure. Kasi yung una ko talagang ginawa, binigay sa akin ng kuya ko yung post. Parang, magdududa na ako sa conversation nila. Tapos binanggit niya yung, my name is blah, blah, blah of this company. So, yun talaga yung una kong ginawa. Google lang. Tapos may makikita ka ng forum na ganito, ganyan. Ano, pagagawan ka ng ganito, pero nagawa mo na, pero yung ang problem nila and then is yung payment. Sasabihin sa'yo na, hindi namin ma-process something wrong with blah, blah, blah. Ang suggestion ko sa inyo, if you're really serious doing this online thing, i-set up nyo na lahat ng payment gateway nyo para wala na silang excuse na, naku, may problem kami, hindi namin ma-send sa inyo. Kasi minsan, arte lang yun eh. Ano lang yung tactics lang.
Ay, so, nagpunan ko si sorry na sa mga tricks lang talaga to kasi ano talaga ako sa mga links. Yung pag may na-receive kayong email sa ako, ewan ko kung OC lang ako, automatic talaga sa akin, hindi ako nagsa-stop dun sa sender's name. 'Di ba yung sa Gmail, hindi nyo agad kita yung email address. I-ano nyo yun, mag-drill down kayo, tapos makikita nyo, lalabas dun yung email address niya, nung sender, 'di ba? Tapos kunyari, minsan dun mahuhuli nyo na eh, may mismatch. Kunyari sabihin niya, I'm Robert from ganyan-ganyan, XYZ na company. Tapos binuksan niya yung email niya, abc.net, bakit hindi nagmamatch? Tapos minsan pa, yung signature, social media manager, iba na namang company. Parang hindi pa ginalingan, nakakainis. Diba? Scam na scam talaga ang datingan. Kasi bakit pinapunta ka sa website na hindi connected dun sa domain ng sender, tapos iba pa dun sa signature niya sa ilalim. So, yun yung mga things to watch out for, na sobrang galing lang nilang magmask kasi napaka-formal ng email, napaka-corporate ng dating. Ay, ano, isa pa pala. Typo, saka grammar. Sobrang giveaway yan. Sobrang giveaway, lalo na kung nagpe-present sila na someone na ano sila, corporate ang dating. Kung client, sige na, forgivable yun eh. Pero yung email na you are hired or you are welcome to the company, blah, blah, blah. Tapos mali-mali yung grammar, yun. Tigil-tigil mo, huwag muna tayo ma-excite masyado.
Parang bigla ko naalala na may naano nga ako niyan. Parang may nakita ko dati as in, yun talaga yun eh, kapag hindi ka sober in a sense. So anything na magka-come across sa'yo, feeling mo, uy, ito na. Eh hindi ka maingat, syempre ako, parang that time yata, naniwala ako, reply naman ako, blah, blah. Tapos parang minsan nabablind ka na, teka, ba't ka nagbayad? Parang sabi niya, pay your training or blah, blah, mga ganon. Just kung
ang galing kasi nila. Ang galing.
So, yun. Ingat-ingat tayo. O, ito na. Last na. Number 7, yung S natin. So, steer clear from or ignore questions or concerns you need to clarify. So, yung pag may question ka na parang, paano ba to? Ano po ba to? Ano pong name ng company? Saan ko po i-address? Ganito. So, meron ako nito. Ito yung years ago. I think ito yung related dun sa video ko about scam before, as in years before nung ako pa lang yung nasa channel. So, I have a prospect before when I want to get more information. The business, a project, websites, or pages. Anything I can add so I can write it in the agreement. Kasi, eto nga, ang unang sign dyan is, ano eh, parang on the spot agad na hire na ako in a video editing na kaya mo bang gawin. Madali lang kasi, parang sinabi naman, diniscuss naman niya kung paano ko gagawin. Pero nung sabi ko, hindi ko to gagawin hanggat wala tayong agreement. Kaya hinihingi ko talaga information, what's the name, what's the company, we need to have a digitally signed agreement, yung mga ganon. Tapos sasabihin niya sa akin that time, ah, meron akong agreement. So ako naman, asa na agreement, pahingi ako. Yung parang nagbabalik-balik kami mag-usap, pero wala naman nararating. Kasi ayaw, wala naman siyang binibigay na information. Sasabihin niya, I already have the agreement. You can sign it, pero wala siyang sinesend. Tapos sasabihin niya, pag nainip na siya sa sagot ko, do you still want it? Kasi ibibigay ko na to sa ibang VA. Ayan, yung mga ganyang mga dahilan. So, kaya remember, dapat malinaw lahat bago kayo mag-start. From the task you're going to do to how you're going to get paid then, ha? Hindi pwedeng may malabo. And make sure to have a signed agreement first before starting. Ayun nga, ito nga, meron na, I think, sinare ko sa description yung previous na ni-record ko, including the screenshots of the conversation, kasi naging ano na lang siya, na nagmamadali siya, yun, nagmamadali siya sa project. Gusto niyang gawin ko ng weekend. At sabi ko may prior commitment na ako ng weekend. Pero gusto niya pa rin. Yung parang nag-aano pa kami. Tapos maya-maya bumigay siya. Okay, you can do it on your time. Tapos ganito. Pero tumigil din siya hanggat sa... Kasi hindi talaga ako mag-start hanggat walang confirmation na ito yung usapan natin. Yun yun. So, yun. Parang nag-uusap kayo pero di malinaw. Alam mo yung...
Kaya nga eh. Kakainis eh, no? Saka ano, yun, hindi necessary, again, hindi necessary ni scam, pero red flag. Major red flag. Imaginin mo kung natuloy ka pa dyan, tapos ano, buong working relationship nyo, di ba? Gulong kausap.
Ay, pag ganun. Actually, minsan, yun, pag sa umpisa pa lang, hindi na kayo... Siyempre, usually may vibes yan eh, na parang, uy, okay kayong mag-work, ganyan, sa umpisa. Pag sa umpisa pa lang, hindi na. Kahit sabihin mong legit pa yung project na yan. Kung sa umpisa pa lang, meron na kayong misunderstanding. Mag-isip ka na rin kung gusto mo pa talaga kasi mag-start pa lang kayo. Stress ka na. Good luck.
Yep.
So, yan.
Yeah. Yung sa akin naman, ano, yung BC. ang meron akong na-encounter kasi, edi magdi-discovery call. Tapos talagang parang akala mo, dami-dami talagang mga plans para sa business niya. Tapos after ng discovery call, magsasend ako ng proposal. Tapos after ng proposal, accept niya. Parang this is ganyan-ganyan. Mag-agree siya dun sa pinopropose mo. Siyempre, kasunod na yung invoice. Aba, pagdating sa invoice, wala na naman. Tapos, after nun, ghosting. Tapos, biglang babalik na naman. Busy na naman kami. Para, ano ba to? Tapos, umabot na naman sa invoice na naman. Tapos, hanggang sa ano pa yun na, may invite pa siya sa asahan ako. Tapos, biglang wala na naman. Sabi ko, ay, red flag talaga to. Ang seryoso ba talaga to? Parang nakaka... yung DC parang ginagawang ano lang eh, parang therapy, alam mo yung parang nagpapatingin ka sa
consultation.
Kakainis. Kasi minsan kasi hindi naiiwasan sa DC yung personal 'di ba? Yun yung ino-open up ng mga clients eh. Kaya sabi ko, parang naging therapy session to ah. So yun, hindi necessarily scam pero red flag type mga clients to. Be careful when dealing. Minsan, isipin mo na lang. Laging ganun ako eh. Pag hindi nag-materialize, hindi na close, eh, imaginein mo naman yung years of working with that type of client, di ba? If ever natuloy. Good riddance.
Parang ano din to, no? Tips na itutuloy mo pa ba yung tips if you wanna work with a client or not? Kasi parang red flags nga. So, isa mag-iisip ka talaga. So, yun ang aming signs or red flags ng online work scam. So, I hope may natutunan kayo. Share with us your biggest takeaway. Ano yung favorite nyo? Or ano yung na-experience nyo? Meron ba kayo? Kasi, minsan kahit sabi mo matagal na sa freelancing, minsan maano ka pa rin kapag hindi ka vigilant nga. And sober and vigilant. Yan. In two words from the Bible. Pag hindi natin na-apply yan, minsan nabibiktima pa rin tayo kahit gaano katagal na tayo sa freelancing. So any last piece, last thoughts, advice?
Yun. Yung siguro sa akin, if ever naka-encounter kayo ng mga ganitong offers o parang mga too good to be true na, no? Yun yung nakatulong in a way, di ba, blessing in disguise dun sa kuya niya na nagtanong kay Cons. Kuya ni Cons, nagtanong muna siya. So it doesn't hurt, mga kapatid, ang magtanong. Parang dito natin, wag gamitin masyado yung pride. Kasi hindi natin alam kung saan tayo napoprotect from eh. Kasi di ba, imagine kung nag-say yes lang tayo, it doesn't hurt. Sobrang dali lang na, uy, may ganito akong na-receive. Ask someone na expert na dun sa field, dun sa freelancing, parang hindi na natin kailangan mag-test on our own kasi most probably na-encounter na yan ng mga expert. So yun, ask. It's free.
Yes. Actually, ito rin yung sabi ng kuya ko noon eh. Kasi yung iniisip ko, kung hindi ako magtatanong sa'yo, sabi niya sa akin, is gagawin ko yung project pero hindi ko ibibigay. Which is my point. Eh nung tiningnan ko yung forum, kasi una kong ginawa, ito nga yung una yung gagawin, aside from asking, research. So yun talaga yung una kong ginawa. Tinype ko yung name, tsaka yung company. May lumabas agad, ganun lang siya kadali. Hindi may, Google is your friend, mga kapatid. So make sure to research. Kasi kahit sabihin mong hindi mo binigay yung ginawa mong work, nag-spend ka nga rin uli, pa rin ng time. Aside dun sa stress, kasi ang nabasa nga namin, nagawa nila yung project, pero ang naging palusot nung client is may problem daw sa payment. So lahat sila yun yung ano. So para saan pa yung ginawa natin, yung oras na ginamit natin to do the project, na hindi mo nga binigay, pero nag-consume ka ng time. Diba? Tapos di ka babayaran, sabi, we have a problem, we can't send your payment because ganito. Parang, talaga, I mean, kaya kung ako sa inyo, para wala na silang lusot, make sure that everything is verified sa payment gateway nyo, kahit ano pa yan, na-tested nyo na. Kasi, pag wala kayong experience dyan, kapag hindi verified, maniniwala kayo, and then, masasayang yung oras nyo pa rin dealing with it hanggang sa kayo na yung gi-give up. Kasi hindi nyo na mariretrieve kasi palusot lang nila yun. Diba? Kaya research. So, yun. Yun lang naman ang aking masasabi. Kasi nga, art din sila. Art people. Geishas. So, yun. And again, kung ako sa inyo, bumili na. Labo ko. Visit conniezabala.com/VABook to know more information about this book. Diba? Tapos contact nyo na rin ako dito. Yon. Ayan. So, can we do the closing prayer?
Okay. Let's remember that we're in the presence of God. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with, and their loved ones. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
If you are watching on a replay, make sure na share pa rin kayo. Share kayo ng thoughts nyo, ng experience nyo, or if may question kayo, feel free to share them in the comment section. Tapos, we hope to see you on Monday for another live praise and worship session. If you haven't done so yet, make sure that you subscribe and click that bell icon so you get notifications once, not just we go live, pag may in-upload kaming bagong video, at least ma-notify kayo and you won't miss it. So, I think that's it for us today. Bye, everyone. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Belle. We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.